Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Bechoros Daf Mem Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn to Daf Mem Tes, you'll notice a Mishnah on the upper part of the page, beginning with the words Meis HaBen. Before learning the Mishnah, let us glance at the topic heading that we provide in the outside margin under the heading Nosei. In our Gemara markings, the Shas Ozer, the Shas that appears on your screen, features topic headings we call Nosei and structural notes that we call Mivneh from time to time as needed. In this case, under our Nosei heading, we have written Meis HaBen, and we have case 1, Besoch Shloshim, where the firstborn male child that was hopefully going to need redemption dies before it reaches 30 days of age. Pidyon HaBen is done after 30 days. In this case, the child died before. A second case is where the child dies after 30 days. And a third case will be where the child dies on day 30. Concerning that situation, we will see a machlokas between the first opinion in the Mishnah, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Akiva. Now, turning to the Mishnah. Meis HaBen Besoch Shloshim Yom. In the event that a child dies within 30 days, the firstborn male child, even though the father gave the redemption money, the chomesh sloim, the 5 pieces of silver, to the kohen, yachsir, the kohen must return it. Li'achar shloshim yom, if the child dies after 30 days of age, afopi shelo nosan yitain, even though the father hasn't yet paid, he has to pay. A debt is created at the point that the child lives beyond 30 days. Meis biyom shloshim. Let us say the child dies on its 30th day. So we now have the Tanakama. We've written above this next word, Tof Kuf, abbreviated Tanakama, the first opinion regarding this third case. He says, Kiyom shelefonov. That day 30 is like the day before, and the result of that would be that even though money was paid, it must be returned. The kohen must return the money. Rabbi Kiva Omer, im nosan lo yitol, if the money was paid, so the father does not take his money back. The im lo nosan, if he didn't pay yet, lo yitain, he does not have to pay the redemption money. Once again, that concerns a situation where the firstborn male child died on day 30 itself. Now, as we go into the Gemara, we look for the reasons for these different opinions. Maitamayu de Rabbonan, what is the reason for the Rabbonan that he looks at day 30 as less than 30? Gamri chodesh chodesh mi midbar. There is a word comparison, a gzeirah shavah, between two parshios in the Torah dealing with the redemption of firstborn. Mahosam Vomala, just like in Bamidbar Paragimel, the word Chodesh appears together with Vomala. So when you see that, it implies that redemption takes place 30 plus, meaning after 30. But 30 itself is not considered of sufficient age for redemption. Af Hochanami, so too, where the word Chodesh appears by itself, Vomala. If we just glance at Rashi, he features the two psukim. Rashi at the beginning of the Gemara says, Mi Midbar, Ksiv Hocha Ufduyov Mi Ben Chodesh Tifteh. This is a posuk referring to the mitzvah for every generation of redeeming firstborns. and it says redemption of firstborns. That's miben chodesh tiftet. It says at when it's when the child is a month old. Uksiv bamidbar, and it says in historically when they were in the midbar, when the Jews were traveling in the desert after leaving Mitzrayim, it says there pokoid kol b'chor zachor miben chodesh v'mala. Here you see the word chodesh together with v'mala. And as we explained just before, the Tanakhama understands that when you see Chodesh Vomala, then Chodesh itself, that 30 days itself, is not considered of sufficient age. In order for redemption to take place, he would have to be above 30. So from this pasuk of which was a historical nature, Perek Gimel, he learns through the word comparison of Chodesh Kodesh to the halacha concerning Pidyon HaBen for every generation. Also, it must be above 30 days. Now, continuing in the Gemara, V'Rabbi Kiva Misafkale. You'll notice before we go further in the Gemara, we have a long point marking that accompanies this section. The nun that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dash line forms the point. In other words, Rabbi Akiva's position is now featured. Rabbi Kiva Misafkale. Rabbi Kiva is in doubt. He has a question about how to go, and as a result of his doubt, you saw his twofold approach in the Mishnah, which had said if the money was paid, then the father doesn't get it back, concerning, of course, where the child died on day 30. And if the father had not paid the money yet, so then he doesn't have to pay. So why is this? Because Rabbi Kiva is coming from a position of doubt. And in the Gemara markings, you can see we have a little aleph, and a few lines later, a squiggle underlined, Oy Dilma, then Beis, the two sides of Rabbi Kiva's doubt. On the one hand, Mide Itzrich Lemichtav Vomalo Gabi Erechin. In another section of the Torah which deals with dedication of Torah value, a person has an option of making a Beis HaMikdash, a holy temple dedication of his value. And that is dependent on age. We're not talking about a market value, but we're talking about a prescribed Torah value depending on age groupings. So in the Parshav Erechin, you see the word vomala used, velo gamri mi midbar, and the Torah doesn't learn the way to treat ages with regard to erechin from the parsha that we cited just before in Bamidbar Gimel with the Jew with the pokod kol b'chor zachor mi ben chodesh vomala, and as a result of not learning erechin from midbar. Even though in the Parsha of Erechin you also see the word Chodesh, but nevertheless the Torah doesn't use a word comparison. Therefore, it comes out Havlu Shnei Ksuvim Haboim Keechod. The Parsha in Bamidbar Gimel and the Parsha of Erechin have the word Vomala stated in each one, and there's a rule that where you have two Parshas of the Torah that teach the same thing, in this case, they are both teaching Vomala, the rule is that Shnei Ksuvim Haboim Keechod Ein B'Lamdin. I can't learn from those Parshas two other cases, namely, to learn about how the age of redemption for generations. And if you take that approach, so we would say that Vomala is limited to Erechin and the Parsha of Bechor in the Midbar. And hence, and for the redemption over the generations, there is no expectation of Vomala, and hence 30 days itself would be sufficient for warranting redemption. Oy Dilma. On the other hand, it could be that this rule of Shnei Ksuvim Haboim Keechod Ein Melamdin Ki Ein Melamdin, when is it that we don't learn from a situation like that out to other cases? That's Le'almo. That's if you were trying to learn the concept of Vomala to some other area of Torah law. Avo Legufayu, but within the topic, and here we're dealing with the topic of firstborns, and the Parsha in Bamidbar Gimel itself was speaking about firstborns. So, Milandin, we could learn from the Vomala that you find by Erechin and by the Parsha of Midbar, the firstborns alluded to in Bamidbar Gimel, because just like Bamidbar Gimel is dealing with firstborns, so too the din of Pidyon HaBen that we saw featured in Bamidbar Yudches, the din of Pidyon HaBen for all generations, is also dealing with the issue of firstborn. Umishum Hochi Misafko Le, and this is the reason that Rabbi Akiva had his doubt. Just to review the two sides, on the one hand, it could be that the Vomala word is part of a Shnei Ksuvim HaBoim Ke'echod, and we don't learn from that to other areas. And those other areas would even include the din of redemption of firstborn over the generations. On the other hand, even though it appears to be Shnei Ksuvim HaBoim Ke'echod here, since the topic we're trying to learn about is very similar to one of the two portions in which Vomala appeared, namely the issue of firstborn, I can learn from the other area in Bamidbar Gimel where Vomala appeared, because it too was in the context of firstborn. Omar Rav Ashi, Hakol Moidim Le'inyin Avelus. Everyone will agree, if you have a child, let us say, what we shouldn't know from it, but that dies within 30 days of its birth, there is no mourning period over it. And he says, "Hakol modim l'inyavelus yoyim shloishim ki yoyim shelefonov." The day, if a child, lo aleinu, heaven forbid, dies on its 30th day of life, it's considered like it died on the 29th day of life. And that is called a nafel. It's called a child that never really developed properly, and hence there's no mourning period. The Omar Shmuel, Halacha K'divrei HaMeikel B'Evel. Shmuel has a rule that says that when there is a machlokus or any controversy, and it comes to applying an opinion to the area of mourning, we follow the makil opinion. We follow the lenient opinion. So in this case, with regard to day 30, in the context of redemption, so we saw two opinions. We saw the Tanakama that said very clearly it's like the day before. Rabbi Kiva had a doubt about it. We will take the opinion that's very clearly treating it in the more lenient fashion. And in this case, when it comes to Avelus, taking day 30 and treating it as less than 30 would be the lenient approach. The Mishnah. Before learning the Mishnah, we'll glance at the side of the Gemara. You see a Nosea topic heading where we have written Mesoav, where the father dies. Here the father is one who's generally expected to do the redeeming of the child. Let's say he dies, case one, besoch shloshim, before the child reaches 30 days of age. A second case, la'achar shloshim, after the child is already 30 days of age. Ha'im hu becheskas shepodo oy loy. Can we make assumptions about the father having redeemed or not? Our Mishnah, Meis Ho'av, Besoch Shloshim Yoim, Becheskas Shelo Nifteh. If the father died before the child reached 30 days of age, he is assumed to have a status of unredeemed, Ad Shiyovi Raya Shenifteh, until proof can be brought that he was redeemed. La'achar Shloshim Yom, if the father died after the child was 30 days of age, becheskas shenifteh, the child has the status of having been redeemed, ad sheyoimru loy shelo nifteh, until we have a statement, let us say the father at his death said, the child that's now just over 30, I have not redeemed him. So without, in the absence of some type of statement of the father that I haven't redeemed him, he's assumed to have been redeemed. Now another situation altogether. Hu liftois uvnoi liftois. You have a father who himself never was redeemed. and he himself has a son that needs redemption. Hu koidim luvnoi. The father takes precedence. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, beno koidmoi. The father has to see to it that his son is redeemed. The son has precedence. Shemitzvosoi al oviv. His own redemption, the father's own redemption, was an obligation of his father. Umitzvas beno alov. The redemption of one's son is upon the father himself. So, as far as just the translation of this point, Rabbi Yehuda says, a father has to take care of his son before he takes care of himself. We will see in the Gemara that there is quite another dimension to this particular section that doesn't meet the eye. But we'll wait for the Gemara. Our topic that opens up the Gemara, we look at the side, and under our no say heading, we've written Hapoide Benoi Toich Shloishim Yom. Let us say a person redeems his child within 30 days. Now, we're not talking about a case of death over here. We're simply saying that a person jumped the gun, didn't wait for the child to reach 30 days of age. He redeemed them before he completed 30 days. The Gemara will feature a machloikis, Rav, and Shmuel concerning this situation. Itmar, hapoida es beno b'sof shloshim yom, one who redeems his son within 30 days, since the child hasn't completed 30 days of life. Rav omar beno podui, Rav says it's effective. Shmuel omar ein beno podui, it's an ineffective redemption. Omar Rova, now we have some qualifications. Dekuli almo me'achshov ein beno podui, everyone will agree. In other words, even Rav will agree that if the father says, let's say on day 20 of the child's life, he says, I'm giving the money to the Kohen for his redemption to take effect right now. It doesn't take effect. A second case, la'achar shloshim yoim ve'isnu lamois. Let us say the father gives the money within 30 days, and he says, I'm giving you this money in order for the redemption to take effect after 30 days, and we find that the money is around after the 30 days. The Kohen still has the money. So that case as well, there's no machlokes. Vadai beno podui. The child is definitely considered redeemed. That's effective. Ki pligi, the controversy between Rav and Shmuel concerns the following case, where the money was given within 30 days with a declaration, la'achar shloishim yoim, that the father says, I want the redemption to take effect after 30 days. However, v'nis aklu ha'mois, the Kohen does not have the money anymore. The money is not around anymore. He spent the money. It's not around. Rav Omar beno podui. Rav says that even though the money is not around, the redemption takes effect. Midi dehave akidusha isha, and as a precedent, midi dehave would roughly translated as similar to, or as a precedent, we say akidusha isha, marriage. A man offers money to a woman for her marriage. And he says to her, take this money and be wedded unto me, be married unto to me after 30 days. Hosam lav afagab, there in the case of Kiddushesha, isn't it so that even though dinis aklu hamois, let's read that again, lav afagab dinis aklu hamois havu kiddushin, isn't it so that if that money that he gave to the woman is for her marriage to take effect after 30 days, when that point in time arrives, the money is not around anymore, she nevertheless is considered married to him. So hochanami, so too by pidyon aben lo shna, no different. So just like the kiddushin takes effect, we'll call it the delayed reaction kiddushin takes effect, even though the money's not around. The same thing with pidyon haben. Ushmuel Omar loch. Shmuel will answer. He says he doesn't see this comparison. He says, Hasam, in the case of Kiddushin, marriage, biyodo lekad shomei achshov, he could marry her right now. He just decides that he wants it to take effect 30 days from now. But the potential for it to take effect exists right now. And since it's in his control, it's in his power to marry her right now, if he stipulates a delay, that won't affect the effectiveness. Ha, however, by Pinyon Aben, where he's offering the Kohen the money on day 20, Ein biyado livdoso me'achshav. If he were to say, I want the child to be redeemed from right now, it wouldn't be effective. And since he can't make it, he can't affect a pidyon immediately, so he can't affect a pidyon with a delayed reaction in the case that the money doesn't remain. The afalgav de kaimolon, even though in general, in terms of legal rulings, we hold the cholhecha de pligi rav shmuel lochik rav beisuri ukishmuel bedini. Whenever there's a rav and shmuel controversy, the rule is that we follow rav in matters of isuri, non-financial matters, and laws applying to areas of permissibility of ritual law. And in areas of monetary law, we follow Shmuel. Ha-ha, here in the case of Pinyon Aben, where we in fact have a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, concerning this this premature pidyon with an intent for it to take effect later on, where Rav says it is effective and Shmuel says it's not effective. This is not a realm of finance. This is a realm of Isur. We're talking about redemption. Hocha here by Pinyon Aben Hilchosok Avosi Vishmuel, that even though it's a realm called Isuri, we will follow Shmuel against Rav. As we go on in the Gemara, you notice a new marking. We see a triangle, and under our Mivneh heading, the structural note that you see in the outside margin, a triangle is featured, and we've written Kushos al Shmuel. We will raise questions on Shmuel Mimakoros from sources, the Royin Shehapoide Besuch Shloshim Beno Podui, where a redemption is made within 30. The money is given to a Kohen within 30 days of the child's life, and it seems that the child is redeemed. And Shmuel said he won't be redeemed. The Gemara, Tanan, and the frame is a Tanaic source, as we mark off all Tanaic sources in our Gemara marking system with frames. Meis besoch shloshim yom, if the child died within 30 days. Afal pi shenosan lo kayen, even though the father gave the redemption money to the Kohen, yachsir lo chomesh shloim, the Kohen must return the money. Now, it's obvious that we're talking about a case where the pidyon was paid before the zman, before the time. And we say the Kohen has to return the money. Time or demes. The only reason he has to return the money is because the child died. Holoi mes. Had the child not died, continued living. And all that happened was that you had a pidyon done before day 30. Beno padui. The child would have been considered redeemed. Once again, even though the money was paid before the time, he would be considered redeemed. And that's Akasha on Shmuel. The Gemara answers, Hocha b'mayaskinon, the case featured in this Tanaic source is the Isnehu b'lemois b'inayu. The money is actually around after 30 days. And we said in that case where the money is around, everyone agrees that the early pidyon is effective. When we say the money is around, we're saying the money remains around after 30 days. Toshma. We quote from this source, and the case here is where a father died within 30 days. Becheskas shaloi nifteh, ad shiyovi rayo shenifteh. If a father died before the child reached 30 days of age, the child has the status of not having been redeemed. However, if proof is brought that he paid the money, so the child is considered redeemed. Now that's a kashan Shmuel, because Shmuel said that money that's paid before day 30 does not doesn't establish redemption. Here we say, well, if you can bring proof that the father paid the money, so the kid would be considered redeemed. The Gemara rejects the question. He answers, Ha sam nami, this quote as well, the islamos binayo, the money is still around. We bring, what we're talking about then is we bring proof that the father paid money before he died. He died, of course, before the child reached 30 days of age. The money was paid early. And in addition to that, we're saying that we're speaking about a case where the money is still around. And as we said before, there even Shmuel agrees that the redemption is effective. Tani Tano Kamei Rav Yehuda. There was a person who was stating a Tanaic source in the presence of Rav Yehuda. And what did he state? What source did he cite? Hapoida es benoi besoich shloishim yoim benoi podoi. One who redeems his son within 30 days of the child's life, the redemption is effective. Omar Le, Rav Yehuda says to the one who is saying over the source, Shmuel Omar, now we should understand that Rav Yehuda learned by Shmuel. Shmuel was one of Rav Yehuda's teachers. And Shmuel says, Ein beno podui. That's what Shmuel teaches. V'at amres beno podui, and you say that the child, you state a source indicating that the child is redeemed. As far as the how to continue reading in the Gemara, there is a comment that you find in the Shita Mekubetzes, Ois Aleph, where he adds just another phrase here, which is characteristic of many other Gemaras. And he says, Tani ein beno podui. You should restate your source saying, ein beno podui. We continue in the Gemara. The Gemara now makes a point that we saw before. V'afalgav de kaimulon karav b'isuri k'shmul b'dini. Even though, in general, we follow Rav when it comes to areas of law categorized as isur, and Pidyon HaBen is one of those. U'k'shmul b'dini, we follow Shmuel's rulings when he argues with Rav when it comes to money matters. Hocha, here in the case of Pinyon HaBen, Hilchusu Kavosi to Shmuel. The final ruling is like Shmuel, that money paid before the child finishes 30 days, the child is not redeemed. And as we said before, it's a case where the money doesn't continue, where the money is used up before day 31. Continuing in the Gemara, this is now focusing on the end of the Mishnah. Hu livdois ubenoi livdois, hu koidim livno. If you have a father and son that both need redemption, so the Tanakhama said that the father takes precedence. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Tanaic source which talks about this issue. Hu livdois ubeno livdois, hu koidim livnoi. If a father needs to be redeemed himself, and his son needs redemption, he takes precedence. Rav Yehuda Omer Beno Kodmo. Rav Yehuda says that the father must take care first of his son's redemption. Shemitzvaso Al Aviv. One's own redemption was his father's obligation. Umitzvas Benoi Olav. The need to redeem the new child is this father's responsibility. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Now, we will see all of this is now qualified. You'll see several cases. And before we go any further in the Gemara, we just take note of the fact that our no say heading is what we just discussed. Hu lifdos ubeno lifdos mi kodem. Who takes precedence? Omar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Hakol Modim. Everyone will agree. Heicha Deleka LaChomesh Sloim. If there is only 5 sela of money available, who Koidem Livno? A person that has to take care of himself before he takes care of his son. My Taima. Why is that? Answer: De Mitzvah Didei Odif. The mitzvah that one has concerning himself takes precedence. Ki pligi, the controversy that we saw in the Tanaic source focuses on the following case. Hecha de'ika chomesh mishubados v'chomesh b'nei chorin. The case of mishubados is a case where let us say a piece of land was sold. So we have a person that sold land, and the value is 5 sela. And he also has, this man that sold land, happens to have 5 sela of coins in his pocket. Those are b'nei chorin, meaning they're his own money. They're not in someone else's possession. Rabbi Huda Sofar. Rabbi Huda, who, let us just remember, said that this fellow will have to take care of his son. How is it that he takes care of his son before he takes care of himself, so to speak? Rabbi Huda holds, Milve haksuva b'tura kiksuva b'shtar damya. This concept we saw on a previous daf of Gemara, milva ksuva b'Torah, a debt that the Torah records. An example of that is pinyon haben, where there's a person who has a firstborn male child. He is indebted to the kahuna to redeem him. So a milva that's written in the Torah, a debt that the Torah records, is kiksuva b'shtar damya. It's as if it is recorded in a document. Now, there are certain rules that apply to written debts as opposed to oral debts. Written debts are, one is, if someone, let us say, loaned money to a borrower, and after the loan was extended, the borrower happened to sell property to someone else. The lender, being that he preceded that particular land transaction, has a lien on that field. This is all true if the loan was recorded in writing, with witnesses signing a document. That's a milva b'shtar. Now, in applying the concept of milva b'shtar to our case, we have a man that just had a newborn son. We'll call him the adult parent, is an individual in our case that himself needs to be redeemed. So the redemption requirement that this adult has started when he was a relative newborn, when he was 31 days old. That he sold land during his adult life is a sale that was subsequent to an earlier debt, namely his own redemption. So his own redemption is considered a milva b'shtar. And as a result, let us just read on in the Gemara. Udidei, didei means his own redemption, ozil v'torif mimashabdi. The Kohen, so to speak, who is going to collect the 5 sela for this man's, for this adult's redemption, is able to go and collect from the purchasers, the people who had bought land from this man, and he can collect from those mishubadim, because the debt formed by his birth and a need for redemption preceded his land transaction. Hence, the Kohen has a right to go and collect the mishubadim as payment for the adult's redemption. Ubahani chomesh b'nei chorin, and the other 5 coins that this father has in his pocket, porich le libre. He will use that money to redeem his son, his newborn son. V'rabbonon savri, milve haksuva b'tura lav kiksuva b'shtar damya. The debt that's recorded in the Torah, in this case, let's be specific, this father's personal need for redemption is not considered a debt recorded in a document. And as a result of that, the money owed for his own redemption cannot be collected from people that purchased land, even though their purchase of land took place years after his own need for redemption arose. But his own need for redemption is something that is no better than an oral loan, an oral debt. And as a result of that, you could not seize the money for one's own redemption from purchasers. So what, and all then, the only funds that are available for the redemption is the cash that he has in his pocket, the B'nai Chorin. And there's the person himself, and there's his son, that both need redemption. So what do you do? Hilkach mitzvah didei odif. And therefore the Rabbanan say that in this particular case, one has to worry about himself first. The Mishnah. Chomesh sloim shel ben b'mona tzuri. The Gemara will clarify this comment a little bit later. Shloishim shel eved, the 30 pieces of silver that one has to pay in the event that someone's animal kills someone's eved. The Torah says that if an eved is killed, if a servant, if a slave is killed, so the perpetrator must pay 30 pieces of silver. V'chamishim shel oines v'shel mefate. Likewise, the 50 pieces of silver that the Torah requires a rapist to pay, or a seducer to pay, umeya shel motzi shemra, and the 100 pieces of silver that someone who speaks falsely concerning concerning his wife's morality, that's motzi shemra. Kulam b'shekel hakodesh b'mono tzuri. The standard, the coin standard used for these different payments that we just made reference to, are done using the mono tzuri standard. The kulon niftin b'kesef u'b'shove kesef chutz min hashkolim. Looking at the Rashi, the kulon b'shekel hakodesh, the havu esrin mo'in, the osen mo'in, mo'o is a type of coin, and a shekel hakodesh is made of, contains 20 mo'os. The osen mo'in shebemo'os mono tzuri. The mo'in that we're talking about are according to the tzuri standard. The next Rashi says, "Chutz mishkolim, shkolim haboyim belishka ba'ador, ein mevi'in shom elo madbea shel chatzi shkolim." The shkolim that are collected for the temple of holy fund, where we collect the shkolim, we really are collecting half shkolim coins. The Mishnah mentioned the kula niftin bekesef ubeshove kesef. All of these payments that the Mishnah made reference to are paid either with cash or with things that have cash equivalent. The exception to that is the machzis hashekel that's paid, that is collected from the general population in the month of Adar. There, one has to pay, is limited to paying half shekel coins and not money, not cash equivalents. The Gemara, my monotsuri. What is meant by the monotsuri standard? What is meant by that monotsuri? Omar Rebbe Asi, mono shel tsuri. Tsuri was a name of a place, so it's the mono coin that you find in this area called Tsor. And it just so happens that there Rashi mentions that the a selah is a type of coin, has in it four zuz. And he goes on to explain the value of this in using a gold standard to calculate the value of this particular coinage. Rabbi Ami Omar, Dinro Arvo. According to Tosfos, this comment means that the Arabian dinar is equals the five sloyim of Pidyon HaBen. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Istero Sarsio. According to Tosfos, Istero Sarsio is the Sela. The Sela is a type of coin. The Sela of Surya. The Mizdabno Tamnio Bedinra. That means the Dinar Zohov of Surya equals 8 Sela. 8 Sela of Surya. Chomesh Minayu Lepinyan HaBen. 5 Surya Sloyim is the Shiur of Pidyon HaBen. The pshat that we're using is something that you can see by looking in the Tosfos. At the top of Daf Nun Amud Aleph, the Gemara records some more coin calculations that will shed light on the issue of Pidyon HaBen, but Mirtz Hashem, we will pick up this discussion when we get to Daf Nun. So with that, we conclude our shiur for today.